You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, the new WPHM 105.5 FM. Our next guest started his career as a member of the Tennessee River Boys at Opryland theme park. And that group would later evolve into Diamond Rio. And Ty Herndon would then go solo. He skyrocketed to solo fame in the 90s with the chart-topping single, What Mattered Most. But boy, oh boy, did he go through some stuff. Confronting addiction, mental health struggles, really trying to find himself in a very competitive industry and becoming the first openly gay country music superstar. It all came crashing down, and he has rebuilt his life, and he tells all about it in What Mattered Most, the new memoir by Ty Herndon. Ty, thanks so much for joining us on the new WPHM 105.5. Tell us about this book.
You know, this book is not going to make me look good. The reader may not even like me by the time they get through the middle, but I hope by the end that they'll see something in themselves and hear my message of hope and faith and love that, you know, that they see only through reading the passages of this book. So those same things that you'll see, I think, gosh, let me just say this.
Mm-hmm.
I spent years singing about what mattered most to everyone else, you know, while I was terrified to show the world who I actually was. So this book is about the high cost of the mask that I wore for three decades and the freedom of finally talking, you know, taking it off and talking about it.
How did that change your life when you finally came out as really the first openly gay male country superstar?
Well, you know, Shelley Wright, my dear, dear friend, told me, she goes, you know, you have to be prepared to walk away from this. You may have to be prepared to not even do music anymore. And she goes, and at the end of the day, at the cost of your life and your happiness and heart and brain and soul, it's worth, you know, it's absolutely worth the cost of that. So, and actually, you know, I'm so grateful that didn't happen because, you know, in 2014, when all the big news hit, you know, and my dear, dear buddy Billy Gilman, you know, was right on the cuffs of doing that with me, you know, and the news story became so huge. And I remember walking out on stage to a sold-out show of 5,000 people and everybody coming to their feet. And, you know, and I just, it was so surreal. And I just remember, saying, well, I guess you guys all saw the news, you heard the big story, and you could heard a pin drop. And I said, yep, I'm a vegetarian. And everybody just started laughing. And so, you know, I've met things with humor. I've had to. And, you know, because I think I've had to turn that humor dial back a little bit. But this book is also full of that humor and full of the heartbreaking stories that that I didn't think that I'd ever have the bravery to tell.
Yeah. A lot of people develop a sense of humor because they use it as a defense mechanism. Is that how you feel?
Yes. Absolutely, man. You know, I've gone through a lot from addictions to, you know, sexual abuse to, you know, to trauma, to arrests, to, you know, just being in situations that just a young man who just wants to sing country music should have never been in. And, you know, I can tell you this, about halfway through this book, I knew was sitting down with the great David Ritz. He's told the Aretha Franklin story. He's told the Willie Nelson story, the Rolling Stones. But this was a book, he said, that when he saw an article in People magazine about me, he said, this was the book I knew that I had to write with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea the depth that some trauma was buried that I just absolutely did not want to talk about. And through this journey, was able to excavate some things that had been buried so deep and actually find the key to unlock it. And, you know, no, you can't take a cleaning crew in there, man. You got to go in there yourself and start, you know, dissecting the truth. And I didn't know this book would take that turn. And it's changed me. It's grown me to heights that of peace, integrity, and love that I never knew I even had for myself. And so here I am, you know, all married, got a house payment, a dog, car payments, insurance, and I'm like, my mom said, you wanted it normal, son. Here you go.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's fantastic. That's got to be such a great feeling to come out on the other side of such trauma being able to look at it in the rear view and know that you survived?
Well, man, you know, I had no idea what was ever going to be in the rear view of my life. You know, I just wanted to keep moving forward and making music. That's all I really ever wanted to do. But the music, even the music, has turned so authentic. And the projects that I'm working on now, where there's a cookbook or a documentary, whatever it may be, it's just met with such integrity and truth now, because the truth for me was buried for so long. I didn't know what the truth was. And so many different stories about me that I began to believe that someone else told. And, you know, it was a miracle for me to be able to walk through the rumor mill of my own damn life and be able to go, okay, take a breath, because folks, here's what happened, and lose the shame around it and just find the lesson in it.
Talk with Ty Herndon. Of course, you know the hit song, What Mattered Most, and now it's a book, What Mattered Most, his memoir. What are you hoping that people will take away from this? What do you want the readers to take away from this book?
Wow, man, that's such a big question, because, you know, the 3 years I spent writing this with David Ritz was a really important part of my own therapy. So I've never thought that I'd be writing a self-help book, you know, but it's, in a way it is. It's kind of it's definitely, you know, Steel Magnolias and Fried Green Tomatoes. I'm a movie guy. I'm an analogy guy, you know, and maybe with a touch of the Kardashians in there. But, you know, it helped me. This helped me put a timeline of a life together and connect the dots in a way that I didn't think possible. So through all the traumas, you know, there's so many people that stood by me and carried me when I couldn't carry myself. And to actually get to call those people out and see the place where we all are today, it's a miracle. And I think that people are going to see that in their own lives with this, whether you know anything about me or my music or my life. You're gonna find in these pages redemption and love and answers. And if you asked me that I set out to write a book like that, I would have told you no way. But this is where it landed, because I believe it was meant to be that way, and I just couldn't see it.
People love that kind of transparency and honesty. They're going to love reading What Mattered Most. What's on the horizon for you, Ty? Do you have new music coming? You're going to be touring? What's the next chapter?
Oh, man, yes, you know, lots of new music, more than I thought possible. I had to remind my record label the other day. I'm like, you guys do know I'm 105 years old, right? don't take me too far out there that I can't get back. So lots of really good music and maybe a cookbook and I think the sky's the limit right now.
Yeah.
And the only thing holding me back, the only thing that's ever held me back was me. And, you know, I love that that's not even in the room anymore.
That's awesome. Really good stuff. Ty, great talking to you. Thanks so much. Continued success and be well.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thanks for hearing a piece of my heart. And thank you for the questions. They were amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Bye-bye now.
All right, brother.
105.5 FM, WPHM. There you go. The great Ty Herndon. What a story he has, too. And it's all laid out in What Mattered Most, named, of course, after his hit single. But there you go. Ty Herndon with us on the new 105.5 FM WPHM.